You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno marked 6 months on the job in February. He says his controversial campus reorganization plan continues to move along. Now he says he's ready to tackle another piece of the university's revitalization, campus climate and value to students.
The fact is that value has to do as much or more what happens outside the classroom as what happens inside the classroom. It's about having unique experiences, the topic of the SIU experience for giving. I mean, about being able to do unique and fun and crazy things that broaden your minds, broaden your experience, let you see the world differently. It's about having a community that establishes a sense of place. This is my home. This is my home away from home. This is my extended family. It's all these sorts of things that have to get done.
And Montemagno says the university will have to take some dramatic steps to make those changes happen. One of those steps may be to shutter all of the East Campus housing area. The chancellor says all of next year's on-campus residents could fit in the area known as Thompson Point. He says he wants to bring a vibrancy back to campus housing.
Everybody recognizes that we have had a significant decline in enrollment. And when you disperse a less number of people across a large area, the interaction and the sense of community and excitement gets reduced. By bringing the community together, it establishes a more vibrant community and allows for great interaction among the students. The second thing it does is because we're moving the students from East to West Campus, is that it's going to act, I believe, to create a level of 24-hour vibrancy to the campus. My feeling is that I want to have a 24/7 campus of where activity is always going on and that people are here and active every day of the week, all days. So my hope is in doing this that we're going to be able to afford to expand the operating hours of the student center. So the restaurants are open and it becomes a nucleus of activity. And that we get greater attendance at the art, theater, and entertainment functions that we put on at the university. Because now everybody is located proximal to where those activities take place.
Logistically, the chancellor says there are challenges that come with closing the area known as the Towers. Housing nearly all of the students on one side of campus adds to the demand at that area's sole dining hall. But he says the facility and its staff can handle that increase. He also says he can accomplish the move without losing jobs, something civil service employees remain concerned about. Montemagno also says parking can be accommodated on the west side of campus and points to an added benefit, that is, taking aging structures offline, making it easier to secure funding for newer housing projects down the road.
And that's one of the great things. That's one of the side advantages is that right now is when we have this, we have a 90% plus occupancy rate of available housing, and we take the other housing, eventually take the other housing off of the books, we're able to show that we have a great need and be able to hopefully position ourselves to get new housing built or getting the housing refurbished and updated.
Montemagno says the enrollment projections for this fall show a freshman class of 900 to 1,000 students and an overall enrollment on campus of 12 to 13,000. He says the precipitous decline in students over the last 20 years has led to financial problems all over campus, including in the athletic department, where there is a reported $26 million budget deficit. The chancellor says most of that red ink can be explained by the way the department's costs are calculated. New and renovated facility bonds, for example, are counted in athletics, not the overall university budget. So are operations expenses like heating and electricity. Montemagno says taking those two things out of the athletic department's budget would change the picture dramatically, and he says SIU doesn't overspend in that area.
We invest about a little over $3.5 million or so a year is to support the athletics function. It's among the lowest in the MVC. I think the average in the MVC is somewhere around $6 million. We support athletics less than Eastern or Western or Illinois State by a significant margin. I think Eastern contributes funds in the neighborhood of over $5.5 million a year. So we're not funding athletics at an extraordinary amount to support it.
But the chancellor admits a drop in the number of students on campus, and therefore student fees, hasn't helped the athletic department pay off its debt. Montemagno points to athletics and other social events as an added value for all students and the community. This week's announcement that rapper Ice Cube will perform in April is the first of what he says should be several events that will boost the student experience and the region's economy. The chancellor says great academics go along with a great campus climate. He says those things give students the value they're looking for. But they're also things that too many times get cut out when the financial status declines. Montemagno's suggestions aren't without controversy. Opponents to his campus reorganization plan say it'll destroy departments and academic programs. But he says changes won't happen overnight. He's confident they'll bring SIU Carbondale back to the vibrant campus it once was. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.